Right, so in this episode, I'm going to talk to you about the one mood, the one energy, the one thing that helps you bring everything in, and then the one energy and the one mood that takes everything out. So get yourself a tea or coffee. I'm going to sit up because I slide. I don't know what's going on. It's like every time I sit down, I just slide. I don't know. I'm all tits and bum, so I don't know how that's possible, but anyway. Right, so I know manifestation and writing everything down and doing your yoga, doing your meditation, spending time in nature, going for a walk, all these things can be a bit overwhelming and a bit more like, oh great, now I've got to do that. And actually they can be quite counterintuitive because I don't know about you, but when you start adding on to the list, the yoga session becomes a pain in the ass because you don't actually want to do it. The exercise feels exasperating. The gratitude list just feels laborious. Walking in the nature, you just think, oh, fuck this, you know? And it can actually be counterintuitive. All you need to know is, does this bring me peace? When you're in a peaceful state, then it's bold, it's beautiful, it's a big magnet, and it'll draw everything in. If you're in a peaceful state, you'll attract the money, you'll attract the people, you'll attract the relationship. If you're in a unpeaceful state, you will repel. It's a fear base, you know? You will attract drama. If you look at narcissistic relationships, I'm sure we've all had one. I mean, some more than others, but yeah, I'm sure we've all had one. What does the narcissist do? What do they insist on doing, apart from causing absolute chaos and playing with your mind? But they want to remove your peace. It's about the love bombing. That's quite, well, it's not a very peaceful thing, is it, at the beginning? It feels nice because it feeds the ego, but ultimately it is a bit chaotic, right? And then there's the mind games, the constant mind games. And then it's the confusion, the gaslighting. They remove your peace one brick at a time. You know, you lose your shit after a while, right? But when you have a friend or you have an acquaintance or someone that you kind of like loosely talk to whenever, you know, whenever, and they kind of always bring peace, they don't bring any drama. You know, they're not horrible people, you know, and they bring peace. They're very good energy. They're very good energy. Listen to podcasts that bring you peace. Follow people on Instagram that bring you peace. Because, like I said, it's an attractive energy. And do you know what peace says to the universe? Peace says that you've already got it. Yeah, I'm very content. I've already got it. When you're hurt and you're alone and you're fearful and you have anxiety, you have depression, it tells the universe, I don't have, move it further away into the future because I keep telling you, I don't have. Yeah, it's a empty void of lack. It's horrible. Absolutely horrible. Yeah, when you can't find peace in a situation, that's why when, you know, people treat you badly, you know, and you kind of mull over it, you know, there's this consequence after being in a relationship with a narcissist. It's the rheumatization of it all, ruminizing all the time. You know, why do they do that? Why do they do that? Why do they do that? You don't even get peace when they've left. It takes a while, you know, and definitely if you've been stabbed in the back by a friend, that doesn't help. So all these things, they just chip away at you, right? And you know, you find that going for a nice walk in nature isn't relaxing. You find yourself alert and anxious and, you know, a bit, you know, aware of your surroundings, you're wired, you know, and that is because you have a lack of peace. I see it with people that I work with. They say, oh, I've got this mental health issue, I've got that mental health issue. And we start from the heart. We say, okay, well, why is your brain kind of following your heart on this one? And there's a lack of peace. People who think a lot, so they have a lot of energy in their head. You know, like I do know people who literally their brain doesn't stop. Take it down a notch. Start to open up your heart space. Be more open. Like talk to people. Talk about how you're feeling. You know, don't be fearful. You know, your chakras, so your head space, heart space, throat space, solar plexus, it's all valves, right? So think of a flute. You blow into a flute and the air goes through these valves. Pum, 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 comes out, right? Like a valve. But if you're closing off your heart space, then you've got all that energy going through, but no valve. So it goes up in your head. So you have way too much head energy. So then your brain is non-stop thinking. When you have a tragedy in your life, or you've been heartbroken or disappointed, stabbed in the back, used, abused, you close off your heart space. And then what do these people suffer from? Anxiety, depression, it's all in their head. All this energy is in their head, not their symptoms. Or their energy is in their head, you know. So you've got to find peace. How do you find peace? How do you get to a point where you're okay? Lean in towards peace. You don't kind of go rummaging for it. You actually lean into it. One of the techniques that I can share with you, if you don't mind, is so I've got some woodland by me. I live by one of the posh parks in London. Yeah, I've got the deer and everything. And really lucky, really lucky. And there's a little stream, right? And every day, pretty much, I go and I wash my face in this stream and I drink a bit. I cut my hands and drink it. I know. I'm just half expecting some half-baked, you know, person stood there with a Coca-Cola in their hand looking at me like going, oh, that's disgusting, you know, as they're like off their face on Coca-Cola or something, you know. I just half expect the criticism, but it's like, actually, this is how we used to live, you know. And I get so much I get so much electricity from the stream. And of course, I can't advise you what to do, you know, disclaimer. I can only tell you what I do and what works, because it's a free world, you know, in that regard. But it makes me feel very peaceful. There's something in the water when it's a freshly streaming stream that feels amazing on me, you know. And I also go sit by the trees. So tree hugging is a thing. You know, nature talks to you all the time. I know I sound batshit crazy, but you try it. You sit in nature long enough and just let the breeze talk to you, the grass talk to you, and it talks through you. So it feels like you're talking to yourself, right? But it brings peace. It brings contentment, you know. And, you know, that's why the witches, they work with the nature a lot. You know, and just having... Sorry. How do I thought, oh, I thought I was, yeah, anyway, you know, having some house plants, you know, nature brings peace, right? You can't engineer or manufacture it. That's why I said I'm expecting some half-baked kid to stand there with a can of Coke in their hand and look at me like while I'm bathing in this water, calling me gross, because you can't actually manufacture it, you know. And if we look at the diet as well, what food brings you peace? You have to do some food elimination, you know. I love pasta, but I can't have a lot of it, because the minute I have some pasta, I feel really angry. Yeah, I don't know why. I feel really angry, yeah, which is unfortunate, because I'm actually quite the opposite. I'm quite happy when I've got it, but yeah, it changes my mood. So everything that you consume and everything you subscribe to is an opportunity for peace. You've just got to lean into it and see if it brings you peace or not. You know, like, I like to make new friends, but I don't always follow them through, because I lean into them and I think, oh, you're just making my life hard, man. You know, so I just lean out of it and then I lean into something else that does bring me peace. Swimming. I love swimming. Brings me peace. Not when a kid, you know, does one of those bombs and creates a fucking wave. That doesn't really bring me peace, but I do find it funny. Laughter brings me peace. So, you know, when you find peace and you're able to contain it and maintain it throughout the day using all these different techniques, you know, like a walk in nature or just bringing yourself down a little bit, you know, and making sure that your heart space is open. When you start to live a life which is majoritively peaceful, you will notice the manifestation starting to kick off. You'll start to notice job opportunities coming in. You'll start to notice different people kind of merging with you. You'll be noticing different energies and people will see you. You know, I notice when I go for a walk. Now, again, this could be perspective, but when I go for a walk and one of my wanders, if I'm stressed, nobody looks at me or gives me eye contact. When I'm peaceful, loads of people go, hello, 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 you know, and I think, well, they like my energy, right? So you can't manufacture it. So you can't be smoking that funny stuff, you know, and you know, trying to get peaceful. Just lean into what's already available and what's free. And just try and get into this peaceful state. Don't rattle your brains with all these to-do lists, you know. Just be really confident with who you are, you know. I see it a lot with weight loss. Like when people are really stressing, I'm not losing any weight, I'm not losing any weight. And they get really stressed about it. Well, that increases your cortisol, right? And, well, it never comes off. But when they stop giving a shit and they stop caring, they lose weight. How many times do you know that you lose weight on holiday? And yes, you could say, well, I walk more and all that, but generally you do because you're more relaxed. Think of it like, so peace is a nice green signal, like a big green light that comes out your head. And not being at peace, like high cortisol and everything, is a big red one. So the universe can only see these lights and it's like, is that a yes or a no, babes? So when you're peaceful, the universe goes, oh, okay, yeah, we'll get you more of what you want then and what brings you peace. Remember, the universe only matches what you are. So if you're peaceful, what does that say? It says, I am financially secure. I am in a loving relationship. I love myself, you know. It already tells the universe what you are, so it starts to change that kind of you know, the building blocks around your life and your perspective and your experiences so that it mirrors it. The universe is literally a mirror. Yeah, it's mad, isn't it? Because they say that your mind is like a projector, right? Because you can change your perspective on things and you change your life ultimately. You know, same thing, but different perspective and the whole life feels different. So if you're projecting all this out and the universe is just mirroring it back to you, it's telling you this is what you need to change. So when you're in a bad relationship, the universe is saying, well, you need to change because you've attracted this. And you could say, well, I don't want a bad relationship. But it's like, well, your self-esteem is so low that you're accepting and tolerating. And remember, what you tolerate, you get more of. Bad behavior. Because you normalize bad behavior, you think bad behavior is normal. It's not, it's weird. Yeah. But if you're nice and peaceful, then you've got a lot to look forward to, babes. So don't worry, just try and consume and subscribe to things that are peaceful. You know, write it around the around your home and things, you know, whether on mirrors or windows or whatever. I don't really know, sticky notes. And just write the word peace. So every time you see it, you're like, ah, yeah, it's like a nice little reminder to peacefully drink your tea, peacefully cook your food, peacefully have a workout, and just recognize what it's like to be in that energy. And if you can sustain being in that energy, it all goes wrong when someone is not peaceful. I've met some absolute knobs. And they cause chaos, they're immature, they gossip, they stab people in the back. And these are grown-ass adults, right? And I just think, I ain't got to worry about them. Because I think when people say, oh, what should I do? Should I get revenge? You know, I want to end up on top. And I go, you don't need to do anything. The very fact that they're not peaceful will lead to a trajectory of more unpeaceful things. So it's more chaos. And tomorrow, it's more chaos for them. Are they actually going to stop, reevaluate, have the emotional intelligence to change their life for the better? No, of course they're not. They haven't done it so far, so why would they do it now? Don't get sucked in. Don't let their vortex of bullshit pull you in. Just be like, nah, we're good. Stay nice and peaceful. Yeah. Do you know how many absolute nightmares I have met in my life? Honestly, I just think, what? But it's because I wasn't at peace. And I just kept fighting back. Like, I had this mindset, which is like, if someone goes for you, hit them harder, which I kind of still agree with to a degree. Not physically, obviously, like emotionally. But now I just think I choose my battles a lot more, right? And there is nothing that saves your mental health more than you choosing peace. And it doesn't mean that they've won at all. They've continued to be chaotic. I've worked with people and I've just gone, oh, you know what? Nah, I'm going to leave. I don't like this place. And yet I know my colleague was going, no, I'm going to stay. Why should I leave? Why should I leave? And a year later, I'm in a really peaceful place. And I, you know, you say, hey, how's work now? Is the bitch still there? You know, that kind of vibe. And well, I just get long ass texts. You never guess what? And I think, oh, well, you're not peaceful and the other person's still not peaceful. It sounds like the same chaos, different day, you know? And, you know, no pay rise, you know, stuck in that job. Everything else is going wrong. And because they go home and moan about it, the relationship has fallen down. So it just brings more and more chaos, you know? I know so many ex-colleagues whose relationship nearly ended and even marriages nearly ended because they got so obsessed with, you know, getting caught up in the office bullies' antics. And they go home, you see, and they're, oh, you never guess what. And I think, oh, geez, that's going to end badly. And it has every single time. There is absolutely nothing wrong with going, oh, no, thanks. Not for me, bro, not for me. And you just go and do your own thing and you will always end up on top because you've chosen peace, right? And what does peace do? It brings it in. Yeah. Chaoticness pushes it out. Got to find peace, babes. You got to find peace. But also you got to find peace with who you are. You know, I'm sure we can all vouch for parts of ourselves which were like, what? Don't forget, I was a good Christian girl. Yeah. And then, well, stuff happens. Yeah. And I just think, meh, I found peace with it. I found peace with it. I'm just like, yeah, that's fine. That's fine. Need to do what girls got to do. Oh, hang on a minute. I'm being very opaque here. I'm giving the impression that I'm like some kind of call girl. Not at all. Not at all. No, just my dating life. That's all. And yeah, that's hilarious. But, you know, even if you were a call girl, so what? Find peace with it, you know? As long as you're not hurting anyone, that's the thing. Don't hurt anyone and don't hurt yourself because, you know, that job in itself is quite taxing. Yeah, and it's not an act of self-love. You know, I do appreciate people have got to survive. But just try and get into a better feeling space and try and get into a position where you are peaceful because there is nothing better than a peaceful sleep, a peaceful wake up, a peaceful life, a peaceful day. And you watch the universe serve you. It literally serves life on a silver platter. It really does. It's hilarious. You know, I'll tell you something that was really, really weird. I used to work at this big, huge company and there was this like shuttle bus. We used to get the shuttle bus because it was in the middle of nowhere and we had to get the bus. Now, my colleague, we got on, we're both Tauruses, but she was so wired all the time, like Miss Anxious Central, and I was the opposite, complete opposite. And we both, and every day without fail, she'd go, I've got to go now, I've got to leave early, I've got to get the bus, I've got to get the 5 past bus. And it was like, okay, yeah, yeah. And she'd always leave before me. And I just took my time. We got the same bus. And then as the bus approached the railway station, she'd say, I've got to go because I want to catch that train. I want to catch that 1:30 train. I go, yeah, right, right, right. So she'd leg it, she'd run, and she'd be on the platform. And then I'd be like, hey, I arrived on the platform at exactly the same time, ready for the 1:30 bus train. So it was all perception. We were on time, you know. But weirdly, when I used to see her running up the stairs and, you know, you could guarantee someone would get in her way. And I was like, I would coast there and just arrive on the platform ready for the 1:30 train. And it would arrive, it would almost pull in as I arrived. And I noticed with her, she'd get on the platform, then she's waiting, she's tapping her foot, she's looking at her watch because she's waiting, you know, and then someone's in the way, she's late, she'll get out the way, get out the way. She just generated chaos. Yeah. Things will happen at perfect timings when you chill. Just chill. Yeah. What are you worried about? I mean, I don't know how you're going to communicate it back to me, but I am concerned. You really shouldn't be worrying so much and being so anxious, right? Just calm. I mean, yes, everything is kicking off. Yes, the economy is just shot to shit. But isn't this the time to surrender? Isn't this the time to learn about energy and being a magnet, right? And I'm telling you, you need to bring it down a notch. Stop stressing. Like I said, my friend, everything, to her, she was running after life. There was no need. We never missed it. You know? There was no need. So you're either going to have a better existence or you're going to have a stressful one. I know which one I'm having. You do you, boo. But I'm just saying, yeah, you need to calm down. Get everything off your chest. If you want to say something to someone, say it. You know, if you appreciate someone, say it. And then just you do you. You know, don't let anyone rattle you. Whenever I've had a friend who stabbed me in the back, and I've had quite a few of them, actually. I know. Oh, well, it is what it is. You know, and we've all been cheated on. And it's just like, by the way, as a psychic, I do know when that happens. But anyway, I like to see them lying to my face. But anyway, right, whenever I look back and think, where was the red flag? Apart from right at the start, where was the red flag? Where did I not see the red flag? It was there right at the start. And it was the bit where they came into my life and I thought, God, this person's a bit full on. Or, cool, this person's stressing me out. Every single time I have discovered that they are an absolute pain in the backside is right at the start. I was like, oh, their energy, man, that's not good. Yeah. But because I was busy, distracted, didn't see it, didn't want to see it. Yeah. When you're peaceful, you see everything. You become like an eagle, like an owl. Yeah. So don't worry, all right? Watch films as well that peace you out. Peace out is your new phrase, right? Because sometimes I put that doom box on, also known as the TV, and it's just bang, 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 bang all the time. I think my nervous system doesn't know if I'm actually there or not. My nervous system doesn't have eyes. Yeah. So I'm just like, oh, no, no, thank you. So I'll watch things I've either watched before about a million times or cartoons. And I'm not so emotionally invested in something that isn't even real. You know, like a little yellow man or something, like Pingu. I love Pingu. Yeah. Animals of Farthing Wood is one of my faves. I like to watch that on a Saturday, yeah. I like to watch comedy. So Peter Kay on repeat. And Phoenix Nights, obviously. What else? Mrs. Bouquet. Oh gosh, yeah, I do. I like the classics. But anyway, look. There you go. There you go, pumpkin. Everything's going to be fine, sweetheart. Everything's going to be fine. Just bring it down a notch, all right? Very proud of you. You just calm down. Just take your time. And let everything bend and shape and come to you, all right? Yeah. Love you loads, as always. Come here for a big hug, you little thing. Mm-hmm.